Thou art my hiding place and my shield, I hope in thy word. Thou art my hiding place and my shield, I hope in thy word. Dear congregation, we read in Proverbs 14 and verse 26 these words, "In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge." There is a refuge in the storm, a shelter in the battle, for those who are the Lord's. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, take comfort tonight. You are in the family, having been adopted in a gracious way. And though we face many a storm of affliction on our way to heaven, and we can be shaken and greatly distressed, we have an everlasting hiding place. We face battles, but oh, take comfort that not only do we have an everlasting hiding place, but the Lord is our shield. Let us tonight afresh look to the Lord. Let us take comfort in him, and let us trust in his word. What a blessing it is to be in the family, in that special family, that we belong unto the Lord. This family is found all over the world. We who are in the family, we have an everlasting hiding place, and that's a great comfort to us at this present time, with what we have gone through and what we will go through, to know we have that sure and everlasting hiding place. Now tonight there may be an unbeliever listening on. You're not a Christian, but you're distressed. You find the way hard. Oh, that you would turn to the Lord, that you would believe in him, that you would know the blessing, the comfort of sins forgiven, that you would know the blessing of access to the Father, that you would know the blessing of being in the family, loved and so cared for by the Lord. Oh, that you would turn unto him. Now we read in Galatians 3 and verse 26 these words, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." And we note there those words, by faith. If you're not a believer tonight, oh, that you would look unto the Lord, that you would go to him by way of faith, that you would go humbly and in a penitent way, that you would seek the Lord's face. If you look unto him, you can rest that you are in the family, and that the Lord is your everlasting hiding place. Well, before us tonight, we consider the psalmist resting in the hiding place and behind the shield. And there in that place of safety, he puts his hope in the Lord. Well, let's now come directly to these words in verse 114. And first of all, we consider the Lord my hiding place and shield. And then secondly, the Lord my hope. First of all, the Lord my hiding place and shield. And secondly, the Lord my hope. Verse 114. Thou art my hiding place and my shield, I hope in thy word. The Lord my hiding place and shield. David often knew protection from danger. He would often go to a cave, but also in the danger itself, he knew protection behind his shield. However, he looks further here tonight and he considers the comfort that is his, for the Lord has so often protected him from danger. But when he did find himself in danger, he was protected in the battle itself. And we see here, do we not, the Lord's care over his servant. And oh, what a God we have who cares for our souls. In 1 Peter 1 verse 5 we read, verse 7 rather, we read, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." He so cares. He has such a concern in an affectionate way. Consider the father who has such a tender care over his children. He bows down to them. He listens to their little cry whilst he puts his hand upon them. He constantly cares. Oh, what a father he is. The Son, God the Son, who is the Good Shepherd, never forsakes his children. He stays by, and he is there to attend to his followers in such a loving and caring way. We see that in Isaiah 40 in verse 11, how he gently leads those that are with young. Oh, do we not see his tender care there, his gentle dealings, how he is there for his people, dear child of God, how he is there for us. He so cares for your soul. Oh, he so cares, and so he will protect you, and he will give you cause for hope. And then consider God the Holy Spirit, who loves you so much. He comes and he applies the word out of a care for your soul. He knows the difficulties you face. And so he comes and applies the word. And we know that help from the word. Oh, consider our triune God tonight, how he so cares for us. He cares for us. And so we are protected at times from danger, but then at other times when we are in the danger. And oh, as we think of these things tonight, do not we lift our note of thanksgiving and our song of praise. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Thou art my hiding place. And it's a great comfort, isn't it? As we consider the Lord God, the Maker, the one who is sovereign over all, he is our hiding place. Can you say that tonight? The Lord is my hiding place. I'm resting in him. I know so often he has protected me from danger, but also he's protected me in the danger. He's been that shield for me. Thou art my hiding place. As you consider the Lord tonight, in the quietness of your homes, and those of you who are here, oh, can you look up? Can you now talk to the Lord? Can you say to him, Thou art my hiding place. Thou art my hiding place. Thou dost belong to me, and I have a hiding place, none other than thyself. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Now consider first of all, in the reverse order here, the Lord my shield, the Lord my shield. In a battle, a soldier uses the shield to protect himself from the blows of the sword, or the incoming arrows, or the force of an incoming man. David found himself in battle. There were those that opposed him, who spake unkindly, like Saul. And oh, he felt the unkind words as swords. Oh, he found himself in difficulty. Turn with me to Psalm 57, verse 4. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Oh yes, he could consider those who would come against him with swords. They would wield the sword, but oh, he thinks of the unkind words. He thinks of what was spoken to him in his face in times past, and what was being said behind his back, and he likens it to a sharp sword. And it's not easy, is it, when we find ourselves in a battle? There are those who oppose us, and their words are so hurtful and unkind, if not easy. The tongue is a very dangerous weapon when used in an ill way, and it can bring much hurt, as we see there in Psalm 57 and verse 4. Find ourselves opposed, and someone says something or writes something about us, and it's so hurtful. We also find that we have coming towards us the fiery darts of the evil one. In Ephesians 5 verse 16 we read the fiery darts of the wicked. There's unkind words from the lips of men, but there's also the fiery darts from the evil one. And one can struggle as they consider these things, as they think on what has been said about them. But then further, there are unkind acts which are intended to bring much hurt upon the believer. That we are to have the armour on, the armour which the Apostle Paul speaks of, that spiritual armour. And we are to use the shield of faith when we find ourselves so in the battle. We're to lift that shield of faith. Turn with me to Ephesians 6, verse 13. Wherefore take unto you the whole armour of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And you see there that shield of faith, and we're to take it. And that implies we're to exercise faith when we're in the battle, when we face such unkindness and cruel words are said about us, when we find ourselves facing the fiery darts, we are to exercise faith. We're to look to the Lord, who is our helper. We're to look to his word. We're to respond further with the word. But oh, at times we struggle to lift up the shield of faith. And you know how that is. Sometimes it's a struggle to exercise faith. Our faith appears small. It seems that our faith is but little. You consider those in the trenches in the Second World War. Many have been fighting throughout the day and they come back to the trenches exhausted. It's been so intense. And there they are in the trenches at the end of the day, but then a gunshot is heard. And the enemy's coming again, and they must get themselves ready to engage. Yet they're so weary to carry on in the battle. And you may find yourself, maybe tonight, you're struggling in the battle. You're struggling to lift up the shield of faith. You know it's what you ought to be doing. And you're seeking to look now, but you're struggling. You find it hard. The fiery darts are coming. You try to lift up the shield of faith. Hurtful words have been said and you're trying to lift up the shield of faith. But it's a struggle. But take comfort. There is a far greater shield in front of you. None other than the Lord himself. We're encouraged to lift up the shield of faith. But oh, take comfort. There is a far greater shield. One who is so great, the Lord himself. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. What a comfort this was to David when he struggled in the valley of affliction, when his faith seemed to be so small. The Lord was his shield. And oh, tonight, lift up the shield of faith. Look to the Lord by way of faith and take comfort. He is that far greater shield. And he encompassed round about you. The Lord came to encourage Abraham. And in doing so, he said in Genesis 15, verse 1, fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Fear not. You may have fears at times. You may have fears tonight. You may be brokenhearted, as we read of in the psalm earlier. You may be so fearful. But the Lord says, fear not, Abraham, fear not, child of God, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. I am. You may be struggling to lift up the shield of faith. Take comfort. The Lord is that great shield. And oh, when we rest on this, do we not find that comfort coming to our souls? No wonder the Lord says, fear not. Fear not, dear child of God, I am thy shield. And when we focus that the Lord is our shield, What have we to fear? But we do become fearful. We struggle. Fears can come our way. That's why the Lord says to us tonight, fear not. If we never got fearful, he wouldn't need to say it, but he's such a caring God. He comes and he says, fear not, I am thy shield. You may be struggling in the battle, weary. You have a low heart. It's been so difficult. The Lord says, fear not. I am thy shield. And oh, what a shield he is. As a shield, he encompasses around a man. In Psalm 5, verse 12, we read, for thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favour wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Oh, that's so precious, isn't it? He compasses us as with a shield. He's all around us. And it's because of his grace. With favour wilt thou compass him with a shield. What favour? Oh, the loving kindness of the Lord. Oh, the favour of the Lord. Oh, the grace of God, that he shields us, he protects us. Oh, we think there of his protecting and shielding grace. With favour, thou wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Oh, the Lord's favour. And David here, he's amazed at the grace of God, yet he's so thankful. Because the Lord in his grace is a shield to him. Oh, let us be thankful for God's grace. Oh, how much we need God's grace. And he giveth more grace. And we have the comfort here tonight. Because of his grace, he is a shield to us. But let's now come back to the first part. The Lord was David's hiding place. The Lord with David's hiding place. And for the rest of the time, as time is going quickly, we think of this tonight. The Lord, my hiding place. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. We think of a hiding place, a covenant, a secret place. That's precious, isn't it? The Lord is a hiding place. He's that secret place. You know, I find it a great blessing when I'm aware of the Lord as that secret place. And I just so want to be alone with the Lord. You know, it's not been easy at times, has it? We felt the loneliness in this lockdown. It's not easy. But oh, you know how it is when you just so desire just to be alone with the Lord. To be alone with your Saviour. Oh, to know him as that secret place. That precious place where you know that familiarity with the Lord, that holy familiarity, and you know that communion. Oh, he is the secret place. Oh, there's a battle, a spiritual battle. We have many enemies. There's the roaring lion, as Peter makes plain, and he goeth about as a roaring lion, that is the devil. Oh, are we not thankful for the secret? There is a secret place. Do you know the blessing of it? Have you enjoyed it today? For the Lord is the secret place. He's the hiding place. Thou art my hiding place. In Psalm 32, verse 7, we read, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. There the psalmist, he takes comfort. It's my prayer tonight that you would take comfort in the hiding place. Oh, there is comfort, as we shall see in a moment, afforded to the people of God. Well, I'd like us to consider five words as we think of the hiding place, and we confine ourselves to these five words for the rest of the time. First of all, protection. That's plain, isn't it? You consider the danger the psalmist was in. Just go back to verse 109. My soul is continually in my hand. He recognises the danger. He's in a battle at any moment. He could slip. At any moment he could die. My soul is continually in my hand. Yes, he knows that his times are in God's hands. But, oh, he's considering the danger. One wrong slip, a mistake. That will be it. My sword is continually in my hand. He knows the danger. Verse 110. The wicked have laid a snare for me. Verse 114. Thou art my hiding place. He knows the great danger he's in, but he takes comfort. The Lord is his hiding place. There is protection, firstly. There was a certain book written by Corrie ten Boom called The Hiding Place, and I'm sure many of you have heard of that book. Many of you, I expect, have read that book. And you recall there the Dutch Boom family hid many Jews in their house, in secret places. Well, years later, Corrie ten Boom, whilst imprisoned herself in a concentration camp, took comfort that the Lord was her hiding place. She was protected. The Lord would bless her and keep her. Well, there's danger in this world, as we've already considered. There are unkind people. The devil is a roaring lion, but there is a sure place of protection. The Lord is a hiding place for all those that love him, and there's safety in him. You're struggling this evening, you're concerned, you're facing the intensity of the battle, maybe fiery darts are coming your way, you've had a hard day in the workplace, there's been unkind things said, and oh, you're weary, you're exhausted tonight. Go to the hiding place, turn to the Lord now. Go to the secret place. Oh, get close to the Lord by way of faith and prayer. There's safety. Proverbs 14, verse 26. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. You have a place of refuge. Make your way. If you haven't gone there already tonight in prayer, pour out your heart before the Lord. You have that refuge. At times we can forget, may we remember tonight, what a comforting remembrance. The Lord is our hiding place, that place of refuge. Reverend John Brown of Haddington writes, he gives them, that is his people, the most safe and refreshful protection from danger and hurt. Oh, there is protection. Consider for a moment the Lord Jesus Christ and the protection we have in him. In Isaiah 32 verse 2 we read, and a man, a reference to the Lord, shall be as a hiding place from the wind and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of waters in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Ah, we think of the weary land, and oh, we've been taught this so much, haven't we, this last year as we've gone through the pandemic. It's a weary land. We've known much weariness of the flesh and of the mind. But the Lord is that shadow. Oh, the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. We may have found ourselves in the depths. We may have found ourselves thinking, well, where's the Lord? I seem to be so far away. I'm so weary, so tired. The shadow goes over us. It finds us and covers us. Oh, how blessed we are under Christ. And the Lord is that hiding place from the wind. There was the wind of persecution. There was the storm of trouble. But there's a hiding place, the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you look on Jesus tonight as your hiding place? Perhaps there's someone listening, you're not a Christian. Oh, you need him. Oh, if you would look on him tonight as the hiding place, and that you would repent of your sins. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus is that hiding place. Therefore, all is well for our soul. He will keep, he will protect. In John 17, verse 12, we read, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in my name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. Verse 15, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out to the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Oh, we're kept by the Lord, kept by the Son, and kept by the Father. Oh, he's keeping us. He's protecting us. He'll never let us go. Oh, take comfort in that tonight. There's protection as we think of the hiding place. Secondly, as we think of the hiding place, there's stillness. Consider a storm. The wind is howling around. One flees to a hiding place, a place of refuge. And upon entering in, they take note of the calmness or the stillness. There's a calm within. Turn with me again to Isaiah 32 and verse 2. And a man shall be a hiding place from the wind. The wind of affliction, the wind of persecution is howling around. People are being unkind. But the Lord is that hiding place. And there's a stillness. The wind howls outside, as it were, but there's a stillness close to the Lord. Being drawn close to the Lord in affliction, finding ourselves near to the Lord in the valley of trial, the Lord turns and says to us, be still and know that I am God. Yes, as we think of those words in Psalm 46 verse 10, it's a word to all men. It's a word to those that oppose the Lord. Be still and know that I am God. It's a word to the people of God in affliction. Be still and know that I am God. Oh, there's a stillness in the hiding place. Be still. The Lord says to you, be still. Come near. And you're brought near. Be still and know that I am God. He says to us again. That stillness. It's a precious thing, isn't it? That stillness in the wind of trouble and affliction, in the gale that is blowing against us, that stillness near to the Lord. And we find ourselves looking up to him. We find ourselves turning to the Word, desiring that he would speak to us. Oh, we can know the stillness. If you're struggling at this time, oh, that you would know the stillness in the hiding place. The Lord is the hiding place. Make your way. I flee to thee to cover me. Psalm 143, to hide me. Make your way. The Lord, that you would know the stillness. You know, it's a precious thing, isn't it? At the end of the day, to come in home and to sit down in the quietness of the evening, and there's a stillness. Oh, that you would know the stillness near to the Lord tonight. You may have had a difficult day. You may be struggling in your life as a Christian. You may have faced such a barrage of arrows from the evil one. Oh, to know the stillness. That stillness at the feet of Jesus. One can be troubled, but the shepherd draws near and he brings about that calmness. And we read in Psalm 23, verse 3, he restoreth my soul. He brought us near to himself, and there's that restoring, and we know that stillness, that calmness. There's that restoring, and as a result, we hear the still small voice as recorded for us in 1 Kings 19, verse 12. So first of all, protection in the hiding place. Secondly, stillness in the hiding place. But thirdly, consider warmth in the hiding place. After I left school, on many a day I worked out in the fields near Winchester, but also in the winter time near Petersfield. And there were some bright days and there were some lovely views over the hills, but then there were these terrible days, and I have to say they were terrible. The wind was howling in these fields and the rain was torrential. I remember one particular day we were digging trees all day long, and where we dug the tree, of course, we left a hole, but the rain was so heavy that the hole soon filled up. And at the end of the day, we started to go back towards base, and we kept falling down the holes because we couldn't see where they were, because it was just water everywhere, over the pathway and also in the holes. It was terrible. We used to come in to the base, particularly to the room, and there was a fire there, and it was most welcome. Oh, dear child of God, One can know warmth in the hiding place. And that's my great prayer for you tonight, that you would know warmth near to the heart of the Lord. You know, so often I feel the coldness as I struggle on in this world, as I struggle on in the battle. But oh, the Lord looks on. He draws near. He brings me near to warm my soul. Oh, that you would know the warmth of the Lord in the hiding place, that warming of the soul. You see, we've already considered tonight that he so cares, doesn't he? He cares for you. He cares for me. He knows the struggles. He knows the infirmities we are facing. He knows we feel cold in this world. As we face affliction, he draws near to warm the hearts of his struggling follower. You remember the road to Emmaus, such an example of this. They were so sad, weren't they? Those two walking on the road to Emmaus. They were sad, their Lord, where is he? And there were those who opposed them. They were sad. But what do we read in Luke 24, verse 15? And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. He drew near and he began to talk with them, to reason with them. Then he opened up the scriptures. Later, after he departed, the two said, Luke 24, verse 32, one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way? While he opened to us the scriptures, their hearts burned within. Jesus drew near. Precious words, aren't they? If the Lord spares me, I'd love to preach on those words again and again. Jesus himself drew near and went with them. He drew near and he talked with them. He opened the scriptures and there was this warming in the soul. You see, he had such a care for those two. He drew near and he brought them near to him. And there was this warming in the soul. Oh, there can come this warming. It's precious, isn't it? The other day I was on a walk. It was very cloudy. But then the sun appeared. And within moments I felt the warmth of the sun on my face. That's one of the precious things, isn't it? At the end of winter and the beginning of the spring, it could be so cold, but then the sun appears and you feel the warmth. You really notice it, do you not? Oh, we can feel the coldness, we can be struggling, but then suddenly we feel the warmth. The Lord has drawn us near to himself and he is the hiding place, and there we have found warmth. The Lord speaks to us through his word. And the Holy Spirit applies, and there is a warming. Reverend John Brown Paddington wrote of this, the love enkindling influence. The love enkindling influence. And there he thinks of how the Lord brings the word, and the Holy Spirit, he kindles within. As the word is applied, there's this warming. The word sinks in, and there is the movement in the soul. Oh, precious are the moments when we know the movement of the soul. My mind at times can be so numb. I'm sure you, like me, over these last few months in this pandemic, have struggled. It's been hard on the mind, hasn't it? But then, there's been times when there's a movement. The Holy Spirit takes the word and there's an applying. There's a loving, kindling influence. And there's a warming. And the graces move quicker. One is able to focus more on the Lord. And love increases towards him. There's this growing warmth within the soul. Precious are those times when we're near the Lord in adversity and there's a warming. But let me be careful here. You may say, well, I don't feel it at times. But the Lord is there. But precious are the times when the warming begins. We felt coldness, we've been struggling, but then comes the warming. There is the love and kindling influence of the Holy Spirit. The word is applied, and we're listening to the Lord. We're near him, he's the hiding place. We're there, and we're listening, and our souls are being warmed. Oh, more warmth, Lord, is our prayer. Oh, we struggle at times, we feel the corners. Oh, Lord, I'm coming to thee then. Thou art the hiding place. I want my soul warmed. I want my heart burning within, as it was for those two on the road to Emmaus. Oh, beloved Saviour, draw near. Oh, make that a prayer tonight, after this live streaming, that Jesus would draw near. Jesus himself drew near. We want no one else, do we? But Jesus tonight, who is the hiding place of our soul, to draw near. And we pray that the Holy Spirit would apply the word, that there will be this warming within. Oh, for more warmth, more than of the ministry of the Holy Spirit, more of the word, more of me in the hiding place here in this world. Fourthly, and we must draw to a close, fellowship. The Lord is the hiding place. And we see here in verse 114, there is fellowship there. Do you see it? Here's the psalmist. He's addressing the hiding place. He's there and he's addressing the Lord. There's fellowship. He's aware of God. He feels God to be the hiding place. He's been in danger. There's been the cruel words. He's been pursued by men like Saul. He's been struggling in a battle with the fiery darts of the evil one. But now he's aware of God. You know, it's my earnest longing that before I see Jesus, I will be more aware of him. That I will be more aware of God in my life. Oh, there was just a precious little time earlier this afternoon. I was aware again of God. It's precious, isn't it? You can be struggling, but then suddenly you're aware of the reality of God. You're aware of the presence of God. We feel his love. You feel his caring hand. Yes, you take comfort in affliction, the promises that he will hold our right hand. But at times we don't sense him. But then there's other times we're aware of him. He's come near. He's that hiding place. And there we begin to talk to God. He's near to us. We feel and we talk to him. We pour out our hearts. Thou art my hiding place. Oh, can you say it to the Lord now? Are you aware of him? You may say again, well, I'm not aware. Will you go to him still? But oh, precious are the times when you're aware of God. And I pray, I can't see you, but I pray you might be aware of God now. And that you're talking to him. And that you desire after this time to talk further. This is so illustrated in Psalm 57, verses 1 and 2. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me. And David's in the cave. For my soul trusteth in thee, yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast. He's there. He's in the cave. There's protection. But he's near the Lord. He's in the hiding place. And then he says in verse 2, I will cry unto God most high, and to God that performeth all things for me. He's there and he's talking with God. He's pouring out his heart. He's crying to the Lord. Psalm 142. Again, a prayer when he was in the cave. Verse 1. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. There he's crying. He's earnestly praying. He's aware of God. The Lord is his hiding place. And he's pouring out his heart. Are you aware of God as a hiding place tonight? Will you talk to him? You pour out your heart. You tell him the struggles. You tell him, yes, he knows already. But you tell him it's been a hard day. You tell him when you're in such a battle with the evil one and the fiery darts are coming. You tell him about those own unkind words. Pour out your heart, talk to him, be in communion with him. Think of the promises of the word Have hope in them and speak to God about those promises. Lord, thou hast promised to help me and strengthen me. Lord, I'm waiting. Thou hast promised those that wait upon thee, they will renew their strength. Lord, I desire that renewing. There's fellowship, isn't there? But fifthly, as we close, the fifth word is rest. The Lord is a hiding place. And the Lord is there that one would rest. Yes, we've known the warmth there, but now a time of further rest. And this again is seen clearly in Psalm 57, verse 1. Now listen to these words. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee, yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast. Until, however long, I will be there. That's the desire of the psalmist. I'm feeling the warmth. I'm talking with thee. And Lord, I want to stay here, near to thee, because I know there is blessing. I'm going to rest at thy feet. I'm going to rest near thee. There's a time of rest. Dear child of God, stay close to the Lord. Ask him to draw near. Ask him to make himself known to you. Rest in the hiding place. Stay there. There's been much sorrow over this past year for the people of God and for many others outside as well. There's been much distress in this pandemic. Go to the hiding place. Dear brothers and sisters, we are so blessed that the Lord is our hiding place. You go to him tonight. I close with these words in Psalm 143, verse 9. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. I flee, Lord. In other words, Lord, I'm coming to thee. I'm coming because there's protection. I'm coming because there is safety. I'm coming because there's warmth for my soul. I want my soul warmed again tonight and on the morrow. Lord, I'm coming because there's fellowship, and I'm coming for rest. I flee unto thee to hide me. We fall to the hiding place tonight. What is our response? We turn to the Lord. I'm coming, Lord. I've benefited in times past. I've proved by experience thou art such a hiding place. I'm making my way. Lord, draw me nearer. Lead me to thyself. And may I know comfort tonight, near to thee. In closing, let me say this. It's a wonderful blessing, is it not, to be in union with Christ? And we take comfort in that when we don't sense the Lord. But it's another blessing, isn't it? When we sense the Lord's nearness and we feel our hearts strangely warmed. May the Lord bless his word, and may the Lord bless you. Amen.